Hey, this is H1. Yes, sir. We're going to be running it back with another episode again. What season is it? Season 6? That we're going to start? Are you serious? We are back here today, and I'm going to start it out with like a bonus episode because the real episode is going to be coming up like maybe the next few weeks. So, not the next few weeks in that way. I mean, like, there's going to be consistent episodes every week from this episode whenever I'm posting it. Let's get started. What we're going to be talking about today, because I know that we're going to be talking about some chess knowledge, chess wisdom, chess understanding. Just coming up with this. I'm just excited, and I'm glad that y'all get an opportunity to
get over here,
because, you know, just like Scorpion said, I can't be gone for too long, so I just need you to come back over here so that we can get this chess knowledge, chess wisdom, chess understanding. And with further ado, this is what we're going to be talking about today. First of all, I'm going to be updating you on what I've been working on in the past few weeks. And I'm going to be talking about basically the chess calendar of the Elite Grandmasters, the tournaments that they're going to be going through this year in 2022. Then, what else? Is there something else? Well, for now, that's pretty much it. I had something else in mind that I wanted to talk about, but, you know, I'm human. I forgot during the episode. I forgot. So let's get started. Let's get to it. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, H1 is back, and we're going to be going over the chess calendar of 2022. Now, we are going to be skipping some tournaments, but we are going to be going over some of the main tournaments just to get you excited for this year. Now, a couple things that is happening. First of all, Magnus Carlsen don't have a contender yet. So everything this year is going to be revolving around a contender for Magnus Carlsen for somebody to finally, like, I feel like sometimes Magnus Carlsen has his bubble on top of his head, and somebody needs to, like, wreck that confidence. And I'm a Magnus Carlsen fan at the end of the day, but we need, like, somebody to make him pretty much scared or fearful of losing the world championship, right? We need that somebody. And I don't know exactly who. I am thinking of Alireza, but that's a whole different situation, and I'm going to be talking about that in another episode. Let's go over the tournaments that is going to be this year. And I'm excited for it because, this weekend we're going to be having a tournament, a well-known one, in fact, that is the Tata Steel Chess Tournament in the Netherlands. And it's special because Magnus Carlsen has declared, because everybody listens to Magnus Carlsen in the chess world, man. It's kind of like this. Everybody listens to Elon Musk when it comes to technology. And everybody listens to Magnus Carlsen when it comes to chess. And if Magnus Carlsen declares that he's going to be 2900 as his new goal in chess, it's, people get a little bit fearful. You know, you get a little bit of chills, like, oh snap, is he ever going to do it? And nobody has ever reached that rating yet. So we're finally going to see if he's actually going to reach this huge rating this year. Now, if I remember correctly, he has declared this, or everybody has been wondering, when he's going to reach this rating in 2900. And clearly, if you look at the ratings right now, especially in classical, he is above everybody by like 50 rating points. More than that. I'm not looking at it exactly, but I'm pretty sure the last time I looked at it, it was pretty high at this moment right now. I don't know if it's changed recently, but it's going to be tough to hit that because in this Tata Steel chess tournament, it's top people here ready to compete. And so everybody's not just going to pipe down and just let Magnus Carlsen reach 2900, because who wants to be that guy that lets the world champion become 2900 off of him? I don't want to be that guy. And everybody's going to be fearful of being that guy. So I'm really excited to see what's going to happen in this tournament, because he's going to have contenders like Fabiano Caruana and Anish Giri to try to mess that up. Because if Magnus Carlsen lose one game, that can mess up his whole little going to 2900 rating. So we'll see if that happens at this tournament or later on. Now, we got more tournaments in store. Like, we got the FIDE Grand Prix. And I guess in that tournament, they're going to be deciding whoever's the final two players to compete. Wait a minute. It says right here, and this article is from the Chess24 website. It says right here, the final two players to compete in the 2022 Candidates Tournament will be decided in the three tournament FIDE Grand Prix. And 24 players have been invited, including top 10 stars Ding Liren, Levon Aronian, Anish Giri, Wesley So, Mamedrarov, and Alexander Grishuk. With, apparently as wild cards, Hikaru Nakamura and Daniil Dubov, which, those are some awesome wild cards. And especially since Hikaru Nakamura has been streaming a lot every single day for hours on end, it's really exciting to see him get back in the step of things, because he's not really retired, but people think he is, and all that stuff going on. So it's really exciting to see him actually just go after somebody. I mean, go after a championship or go after first place again. So one thing that we have to look forward to is the chess tour. And it's called the Meltwater Champions Chess Tour. And we have a chess tour every single year, which is exciting because Magnus Carlsen is going to be playing in this chess tour to defend his title from last time. And in this chess tour, there is $1.6 million on the line in this tour. And this tour consists of multiple tournaments throughout this year. So the first tournament of the chess tour is going to be February 19th through the 27th. The second one will be March 19th through the 27th. The third one will be April 20th through the 28th. And hopefully, you know, Magnus Carlsen is 2900 by then. The fourth one, the Superbet Chess Classic. That's part of the chess tour. It's going to be 10-player classical round robin with the prize fund at that specific tournament to be around $325,000 or whatever currency they're using. And after that, we're going to have a Paris Rapid and Blitz, which is going to be pretty exciting, too. I always love watching top chess players, you know, play Blitz. It's always exciting to see. And apparently, in this tournament, which is going to be May 18th through the 23rd, there's going to be 3 days for Rapid Chess, which is 25 minutes plus 10-second increments, followed by 2 days of Blitz, 3 minutes with a 2-second increment. And the prize fund in that tournament is going to be $150,000. Okay. Now, the fourth tournament of the Meltwater Champions Chess Tour, and I'm guessing that those are like side tournaments of the Grand Chess Tour just to make it a little bit more exciting. But the next Meltwater Champions Chess Tour is going to be May 18th through the 26th. Man, they're going everywhere. So I didn't mention this, and maybe it's in a name, but the Paris Rapid and Blitz is going to be in Paris, France. Imagine going there to play some Blitz. Wouldn't that be exciting to go there to play some Blitz? That would be awesome. I would love to go there. I would love to bring the whole family there. You know, me being comfortable going there, not worrying about what usually people worry about, what to do with the kids, and, you know, money problems, you know, not being in debt when I come back. And it would just be an awesome trip to have. Not now, probably not ever, probably in like 10 years. Man, I'm going to be hopeful because it's really, it damages you being negative all the time. And that's enough being said on that one. So we got the, what's another? Oh yeah, we was talking about the Meltwater Champions Chess Tour. And we got the other one, where is it? Okay, the other one's going to be in July. We don't know the date yet, but yeah, it's going to be in July. Now, man, I didn't realize there was this many chess tournaments, but I just passed a whole bunch of chess tournaments that we're going to be happy to see. So we got the Norway Chess Tournament, which is going to be May 30th through June 11th. And so this Norway Chess is one of the few major international chess events to continue during the pandemic. And it's going to be cool because if Magnus Carlsen plays, he'll be bidding a fifth Norway chess title. Because he won pretty much the last four. Fourth in a row. Four in a row. How? That's crazy to me. But anyway, we're going to be trying to see that. Okay. And this is one to be writing down. This is an important one. June 16th through July 7th, we got the Candidates Tournament in Spain. And the Candidates Tournament consists of 8 players, 14 round event. And they will be deciding who will face Magnus Carlsen in 2023. And if it's not Alireza, Faruja Alireza, Magnus Carlsen might be retiring if you didn't hear the news. But on other note, I'll be discussing that within this new season. So we'll see who wins that, and whoever wins that might decide who's the world champion if Magnus Carlsen decides not to play the 2023 match, which is crazy. Let's continue. So we got the Super United. Okay, well, let's go to the more crucial one. So we got the Sink Field Cup in St. Louis, USA. It's going to be September 2022. So it's going to be on September the 1st through the 15th as part of the Grand Chess Tour. So all these tournaments that is with tour is part of this awesome Grand Chess Tour that is like $1 million, which is crazy enough. I mean, that would be just a dream to play in a chess tour like that. And now we got the Meltwater Chess Tour again. I mean, now we got the Meltwater Champions Chess Tour. We got the 7th one on September 17th through the 25th. Oh my goodness, there's so many Meltwater championships, and I'm thinking that these are just strictly online, if I'm not mistaken. I'll give you some more details on that pretty soon if I get them. But and then the final Meltwater Champions Chess Tour, the 9th one, would be on November 11th through the 20th. Now there are this women's tournament, which is October 23rd through the 26th, the Europeans Women's Rapid and Blitz Championship. So that's going to be exciting to see. That's going to be in Ukraine. Man, that's going to be awesome. All I know is that Ukraine is just a place to play chess in. Just rough, tough, aggressive. And maybe I'm just being, yeah, Yeah, I don't know. It would just be cool to go to Ukraine. I was thinking of TLC of this couple. The girl was from Ukraine and she came to the USA and she decided like she didn't like what did she just? It was 90 Day Fiance. Okay, it was. I didn't want to mention it, but it was 90 Day Fiance, and I was watching. Spoiler alert: this girl from Ukraine came to USA. You know, dogging on our food because you know she didn't eat sugary stuff like that. She only ate savory stuff. So when she tasted the French toast, okay. She did not like it at all, and I was disrespected, and I turned off the TV. Nah, I'm just playing. I watched the whole episode because I kind of agree with her on, like, the sugar and stuff in her food, but at the same time, I'm like, don't diss the food. Don't diss our food. This is just what we do. Just let us do what we do. Oh, man. But anyway, so this is how we're going to end it. There's a lot of Russian tournaments too. The Russian Rapid Grand Prix. There's a lot of them that I missed. So if you're interested in that, if you're interested in those tournaments, those are going to be cool ones to see. I always like watching those if I have nothing else to watch. I got this app on my phone now that kind of keeps me on track of these tournaments, which is pretty cool, pretty exciting. And, those are pretty much it. Oh, yeah. I can't forget about this one. The World Senior Team Championship in Italy. Yes, you heard me. So, this championship is for teams in the 50s and 65 age categories. And it was postponed last year because due to the dang pandemic. But now, we're going to see some senior citizens play some chess. And, you know, I don't mean that to be disrespectful because that's not even an old age. Like, me, I view old, and every young person that is listening to this, you should view old, not in the 30s, not in the 40s, not in the 50s, not even in the 60s. Unless you're, like, eating crap, doing bad stuff, and tearing up your body. You might look really old in your 60s and 50s if you don't calculate it right. But old is like after 70s and 80s. And even then, I met this lady. She picked up parts on the side of the road. She was in her 80s picking up refrigerators on her trailer. So it's all about a mindset. What mindset do you have in your 80s? Are you going to be picking up refrigerators or are you going to be a couch potato? And usually couch potatoes don't be living a long life. So don't be a couch potato. But anyway, yeah, those are some really important tournaments. Hopefully that helped you out into like the excitement that we're going to be seeing at these tournaments, and I'm really excited too. I'm excited to talk about it on my YouTube channel, of course. I'm gonna be getting back there, you know, been busy, but I'm really excited for this. So stay tuned, guys. Stay tuned. Yeah. I know you want to hear about the updates of what I'm doing. Now, I have been doing a lot. I have been writing out the outlines for this next season just to give you proficient advice on chess. And I've been trying to figure out some things like how to include chess news, how to make it more exciting, and just being different and just trying to up myself. Every season, trying to give out more, I kind of think of myself as spoons, as like, dang, what was I gonna say? Spoon feeding you, right? I don't want to give you too much. I just want to give you enough where you could be an awesome chess player after each one of my episodes, right? And I want you to take from these episodes a lot more value than like the literal stuff, because I could be talking about chess openings to do and to understand specifically, go over the moves, go over grandmasters, go over specific, which I already go over techniques, but I could be more specific in what I deliver. But I understand that you only need principles. The principles is the core value. It's the foundation of your chess playing skills. So once you learn these principles from my episodes, when you learn the literal stuff through like certain programs or YouTube videos like myself, you're going to be awesome. You're going to be an amazing player. I kid you not, you're going to be an awesome player after you go through all the episodes and use the principles that I tell you. And I was thinking, I was like, how can I advertise? How can I give you more information? Well, I finally got a website. So, you know, congrats on that. You know what I mean? Just clap it up. You know, I don't want to do the wrong thing. I know I have an applause one, but I don't want to do the wrong thing. I have a website. It's called chessknowledgewithh1.com. So if you hit that up, just like the podcast name, if you hit that up, it's going to send you to a podcast where it would have everything of what I do. Everything. And I've been doing a lot as H1 because, you know, H1 plays no games. But H1 had to get a website. I think that was just the next step to do. And hopefully it goes well. Hopefully it gears people to the right things to learn their way, because I know some people learn visually more than just me telling you in it. And I know that some people want one-on-one attention, and I can't do that right now, but in the future I promise you I will. What else have I been doing? Oh yeah, Aim Chess contacted me about their new advancement, so that's pretty cool. They upgraded their whole platform and it looks completely different too. And if you use the same promo code, H1Chess30, that's H1Chess30 on a promo code, they're going to be taking off 30% of your first month. And if you're kind of sketchy about spending money in the beginning, like, you know, usual, I'm like that too. I want to make sure that the product is going to do what it's supposed to do, because who likes to just spend money willy-nilly? Like, I remember watching Everybody Hates Chris, and like the father always got mad, and I forgot if it was the son or the daughter that spilled milk, and he was like, man, that was 10 cents of milk that you spilled, you know. And my inner self is sort of like that, and I feel like that's my spirit animal inside, just realizing that that's 10 cents of milk. But anyway, like I said before, Aim Chess is a good platform to train and to learn things efficiently, without a coach, I could say. And one thing that I will always keep on preaching is learn from your mistakes. If you don't do that, you're going to keep on doing the same things and never progress. And then you're going to be like, dang, 15 years has passed and I have not did nothing. I have not did nothing. And I'm still this 500 rated player and I can't improve at all. And guess what? The more effort you put into chess, the more results that's going to come from it. So, hey, Aim Chess is a really cool thing that you could do. What's good? Oh yeah, since I got you right now, let me just go over some of the things I'm going to be talking about. First of all, I'm going to be talking about how I feel about chess openings, not chess openings, opening tricks and traps. My bad. So I'm going to be talking about how I feel about opening tricks and traps. I'm going to be giving my opinion of what happened in the World Chess Championship in 2021, which is, I've been wanting to talk about this for a while. I've just been busy, you know? I just been busy. Another thing I'm going to be talking about is none of your business, because you're going to have to find out through the episodes. And if you want early access to everything, the Patreon is still up. Chess Knowledge with H1 is the Patreon account. If you want to support your brother, that is a good area to go to support me and to advance this podcast. And if you really like it and you want to do something that is strictly free, just write a cool review or follow on whatever podcast station that you're listening to this too, like Spotify or Apple Podcasts, or I don't know what you're listening to this to, like Google Podcasts, one of them. If you're listening to this, just follow, just hit that follow button, and so that you can be notified on each one of my chess episodes. Yeah, that's it. You're kind of going to be, some people going to be disappointed on this last note that I'm going to say. And if you made it this far, then, hey, you are really the OG. But it's been kind of difficult trying to find chess jokes. Now, I know what you're going to say, because I know, like, the audience is pretty divided if you need chess jokes or not. And if you really want chess jokes, send me chess jokes on my Instagram, H1Chess. Send me a cool one. I will even shout you out if you send me one that I haven't already said. And it has to be within, like, it has to be PG. It can't be a rated R type of joke, or even PG-13. It can't be a dark joke, because I know there's a lot of those out there. But if you really want the joke, and I'm doing something new this season, just saying more quotes than jokes, because I want people to really get the knowledge of past grandmasters and chess principles. Okay. And with that being said, thank you for listening to me. You made a good choice by taking the time to listen to H1, and be breezy. I don't know. That's a weird way to end it. Okay. Peace out.